It is time to bring in Brian Ross. It is time for Real News, and a chance for me to wish happy holidays and Merry Christmas to Brian. Brian, Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
And back at you, Marshall. I hope you're feeling well.
Feeling much better. The turning point, over the past 7 years, I've had four different operations on my ankles and one left knee stem cell transplant. And then on Friday, I finished off my second, the right knee, with the stem cell transplant. In all those times, I've never had bad weather. Well, 2 days ago, was a mini ice storm here, and I actually had to sit in my car before I could go into the station. And we had our guys that maintain our property, Kindred Property, they called them up, and they came right over and made sure I could get in. It's the first time in all those surgeries and stuff that I actually had weather interfere. So, but the knee's feeling good, and we're looking forward to a maybe walkable with just a cane 2022.
Well, that's great news. Great news. Glad to hear it.
I was watching a streaming service. About 10 years ago, there was a show called The Last Ship. And it was a show that I watched continually. It was on for 3 seasons. And it was about a pandemic that spread globally and what could happen. And when I started watching it again, I just shook my head and said, you know, here we are. We are in the middle of a pandemic, not nearly as they displayed in that, but a pandemic that right now is probably so out of control, it is almost going to be like the common cold or the flu around the world for the rest of our lives.
It looks that way. And, although the reports this morning and late yesterday indicate that this latest variant, which is sweeping the country, sweeping the world, is far less severe, and that if you are vaccinated or if you've already had some exposure, you're very unlikely to have a requirement for hospitalization, which is very good news. Frankly, if it's going to spread and be a little bit more than a serious cold, if that's in fact the case, that's not so bad, I guess.
You take the good with the bad, but the bad thing about how this whole thing has transpired over 2 years, it isn't really a medical thing anymore. It's almost a political football, not really a medical concern.
It has become that, and I think that those who are critical of Donald Trump's handling have to take a very hard look at the Biden administration and its ability to get testing available. You know, President Biden's been promising this from the start, way back in January, promising it. And he told David Muir at ABC News he wished he could put something earlier to get the testing going. Well, that's strange, because he has been saying again and again in March and April and July and September, we're going to have testing. Now he's promising 500,000 tests, but the New York Times reporting they haven't even signed the contract yet to buy the tests, and the website to get them won't be up until January. And, the testing is very hard. You try to get tested around here, it's difficult.
Yeah, so the 500 million testing kits are going to go out. Here in our local area, by the way, Dutchess County started sending out testing kits and masks to various towns, and they will have them while supplies last, and then when they get more from the government, they will do that. So Dutchess County is way ahead of the game here, because we don't have that availability in Litchfield County. As a matter of fact, if you go looking for a testing kit, it's just about impossible to find in any of the stores.
Absolutely. And if you want to get tested, trying to make an appointment is not easy. People in the big cities are lining up for hours, literally hours, to get tested. If you want to get tested at the Sharon Hospital, it's a 2 or 3 day wait to get an appointment.
I'm going to switch away from COVID-19, and I want to get your look at this. I'm tired of Democrats going after Joe Biden. I'm tired of Democrats saying he can't get what he pushes. Folks, if you put up candidates that could win elections in the Senate, you wouldn't have that problem. But you put up candidates that can actually, Joe Manchin, his voters elected him. What do you expect? I mean, to go after the president and your own party when it's really the people that run for Senate and Congress that are the ones that have to approve this legislation.
Right. Let's not forget that the Republicans, to a person, are resisting. There's not a single Republican vote available on these proposals for the child tax credit and a variety of other things, the universal pre-K. And the fact that there are only 50 Democrats and there are 50 Republicans and no votes, it's hard to remember a time when there was such a strong, you know, partisan reaction to everything. And that's what makes a person like Joe Manchin have unusual and unique powers to dictate essentially what he wants. Without him, they don't have it. And then he says it's okay. We'll see what Senator Sinema says in Arizona. They are not going to make it. They're not budging for their party or their president. Are really, frankly, if you look at West Virginia, you wonder what Joe Manchin's thinking in terms of the needs of the people of his state.
Well, that's something I'm glad you brought it up, because the Coal Miners Association, which is a powerful bloc in that state, came out against him, saying, hey, listen, you're stopping us getting training for new jobs. You're stopping us getting more for black lung disease. That is one thing that possibly might sway him. Might, and I say possibly.
Yeah, I don't think any pressure from inside Washington is going to do it. I think you're absolutely right on there, Marshall. Any pressure has got to come from home, with people telling him that's what we want. And frankly, you know, that's how democracy is supposed to work. You're supposed to represent, as a senator or a member of Congress, you're supposed to represent your constituents. Well, they should speak up. If they don't, then he's making a calculation that apparently that's what he thinks the people of West Virginia want, although, you know, the expiration of the child tax credit is going to hurt people in his state as much as any state in the country.
As much, or if not more, as a matter of fact. You're
yes,
right about that.
Right, yeah.
And here's a story that, you know what, if you were smart and you realized what's going on in world politics all these years, you would understand this. And it doesn't come as a surprise to me that satellite images now show that Saudi Arabia building its own ballistic missiles with the help of, guess who? China.
Absolutely. You know, and you want to get an arms war going in the Middle East, you wonder what that's all about. Saudi Arabia feels an Iran attack is their real threat. They have a different sense of their sect of the religion there is different. So, but in any case, they fear that, and we wouldn't do it, and they're going to go to China. They'll play us off. You know, countries can play off U.S. and China, U.S. and Russia. That's been going on for years and years, and that's just part of it. Frankly, given the dictatorship, and I think that's only called a monarchy, a dictatorship in Saudi Arabia, and its brutal treatment of some of its people, they're welcome to it, I would say.
All right, and this is a story that is a sad story, and it shows how things have changed in Hong Kong. They had a Tiananmen Square Pillar of Shame statue.
Right.
It was removed from the university by, of course, by mainland China.
And that is the shame. They have, of course, they feel no shame there, and they want any sense of shame to be eliminated, frankly. And they take down that, and they, you know, even worse, of course, they've taken away voting rights and individual rights in Hong Kong. That is a fait accompli, I would say. That is done. They have taken over. You know, I actually was in Hong Kong that night of the so-called handover, Marshall, when they celebrated with this huge fireworks display, and they were all very excited. You know, China had pledged not to interfere with the local democracy in Hong Kong. That didn't last long, and as we see now, even a simple statue, which reminds people of the killings at Tiananmen Square, is too much for the Chinese leaders to abide.
Years ago, I was golfing at Hotchkiss, maybe about 2 years before that takeover. And a very wealthy woman who has her kid at Hotchkiss, I was paired in golf with her. We started talking about China's taking over of Hong Kong. And she said, this has to be, like I said, it was at least a year or two before the actual takeover took. It's going to be a great thing for several years for everybody. But like everything else, China wants Hong Kong so it can build its power base and then move on and politically take over as many countries as it can. And that woman on a golf course hit it right on the head many, many, many years
Absolutely. Ago.
And she was one of the wealthy people that was going to benefit from it, by the way, too.
Right. And, of course, it raises the questions about what's the future of Taiwan, which China considers to be part of its own country. And you know, the U.S. has sort of had this two-China policy. We sort of recognize Taiwan, but we don't really officially, but we give them military aid. China keeps, you know, they've flown formations of bombers over the island just to show they can. And that'll be a flashpoint. Like Ukraine is for Russia, Taiwan is for China. And I think in the coming year, Marshall, In terms of foreign policy, that'll be the biggest concern for the Biden administration. What Russia and China plan to do about those two countries that, you know, are right there, understand their sphere of influence, but it's an issue because we pledged to back both countries.
Brian, sorry about the depressing talk right before Christmas, but I want you and your family to have a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
And I hope everybody who's listening has the same thing. It's been great talking to you this year. Let's do it again next Thursday before we sign off for the year.
Sounds good to me, Brian. I'll speak to you then.
Okay, great, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Brian Ross and Real News here on Robin Hood Radio.